Okay, we're back on.
So thank you for the good discussion. Heidi, like we had talked about before, unfortunately, we do need to refer you back to the board. So I make a motion that we make that action.
Okay, do I have a second? Ralph? Okay, all in favor? Okay, Sharon or Jeff, do you want to explain to Heidi what will happen next?
Yeah, we'll be in contact with you, okay? So this is nothing right now to, you know, don't be overly concerned at this point, but
okay.
Yeah, so we'll look at the whole picture of your probation, and you know, I don't have anything other to say than that. So
okay, but
we're not, you know, I'm not taking your license away tomorrow or today. So, you know, just the best thing to do is you know, listen to a lot of the excellent advice and warm thoughts of the board. And you're an RN right now. Make the most of it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi.
Okay. Looks like Clayton is here. Clayton, today Christy will be doing your interview. So just as a reminder, we'd like to ask you to give us a brief explanation about what brought you before the board. And if there's anything private or of a sensitive nature, please let us know so that we can close the meeting. And I'll go ahead and let Christy interview you.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Clayton.
Hi, Christy.
Thank you so much for getting your employer reports in. Yes, just briefly, if you want to mention to the board what brought you here, and then we'll go through your file.
In December of 2022, I diverted some narcotics from my cart, and that's I was told to self-report again back to Doppel, so that's why I'm here.
Okay. And I did read through your stipend there. Have you had a chance to, do you have a copy of that that you're reviewing often?
I do. I've got it actually in my car. I review it every time before I go into work. So it's just fantastic. A reminder of what I need to do. So
fantastic. It sounds like you've got a good support system with your wife and your family with what you went through recently.
Yeah, my family is very tolerant of my life choices, and I'm very grateful for them. So yes.
What other support systems have you found have been helpful for you?
I've increased my meetings to about 3 or 4 meetings a week. I usually go after work. I found some meetings that are around 6:30, 7 o'clock. So it works out really good. And then with our new management at my work, we're finally getting stabilized. And I've worked with this current DON before, and she's been very, very, very supportive. She's actually the one that got me on track with Doppel in the first place, and I'm very grateful that I'm working with someone that still has faith in me. So
that's fantastic. I am glad to hear that. I know you had quite an explanation about your two positives. I don't think we need to really go into detail about that. It sounds like with that, Jeff has issued a fine due to your admission. Is that correct?
Okay, I was unaware of that, but that's fine. I accept that.
Okay, so as far as the fine schedule go, this is a very brief, abbreviated, short opportunity, 3 strikes.
Yes, ma'am.
This is your first. So the first fine is $500. The second time is $1,000, and the third is $1,500. After that, we need to refer you back to the board. Okay. So just please be aware of that as you're moving forward. I know that you're making a good effort trying to be in compliance, and I congratulate you on that. Thank you for getting those reports in and making sure those issues were resolved with that. I'm really happy to hear that you've got such a great support with your employer, too. That's going to be really helpful for you moving forward. do one thing I do want to suggest, and I'm not sure if you've done this yet or not. Have you taken a thinking errors course?
I have. I've taken actually a couple. And so I do have those papers, and I review those often as well. So,
okay, Sharon.
Yes. Hey, Clayton, how are you?
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Good. So on that thinking errors course, though, that was on your previous dip in order, right? Not on this current one.
That is correct.
So how long ago would you say it was since you took that thinking errors? I could look it up, but how long do you think it has been?
Probably beginning of my last stint. So probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
Thank you. It sounds like it'd be a great time to review that then. There's plenty of coursework. I looked at online last night, different opportunities for you to take that. Just make sure that it's in compliance with Doppel's recommendations. But I think based on what happens with your recent positive, I think that would be a good opportunity for you to review that coursework. So okay. I make a motion to, I believe the fine, Jeff, do we need to make a motion for that fine since you had already issued that?
No.
Okay. So just be aware that that $500 fine has been issued, or there will be some paperwork coming on that. And then I make a motion to have you complete a new thinking errors course. Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor? Okay, motion passes.
Clayton, it's nice to see you today, and you're looking healthy. If there's anything you need from us as a board, please let us know. It sounds like you've got things moving in the right direction with getting a new sponsor, increasing your meeting times. It sounds like you've got great support at work and went home. So best of luck to you moving forward with this. And I would like to see you back here in 3 months, if that's okay. Sharon?
And is that the due date for the Thinking Errors course?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that give you enough time, 3 months, to complete that coursework?
Oh, absolutely. I'll have it done hopefully in the next month for you guys.
Okay. Just make sure to be super compliant and getting all that in on time. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeff has a question.
Yeah. Will there be an essay associated with that course?
That's a great suggestion, Jeff. Thank you for the reminder. Once that Thinking Errors course is done, if you could just summarize your thoughts in that, especially related to this September incident.
Yes, ma'am.
The recommendation. Do I need to put that into a motion?
Yeah.
I make a motion to include an essay with that Thinking Errors course due within the 3 month time frame when you will be meeting back with us.
Do I have a second on that? Ralph seconds that motion. All in favor? Okay, motion passes.
All right, thank you, Clayton, for meeting with us today.
Clayton, I'll send you a little detail about the Thinking Errors essay, just kind of what they're looking for from your essay. So I'll kind of give you a little help on that. So, okay.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you, Christy.
Thanks,
guys.
Have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye.
Allison, are you here? Oh, go ahead, Sharon.
Sorry, I keep up my hand up. When did you say we were meeting? In 3 months, correct, for Clayton? Just to verify.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And then, okay, so Drew, looks like you had Allison. Let's go ahead and get started with her. Hopefully she'll join us.
So it's been about a year since we've seen Allison. Earlier this year, she did have 3 missed check-ins, but she hasn't had any since June. And she also did have an out-of-range UA, but nothing positive on it. Her employer has given very good reports. They say that she is an excellent nurse. And the end of her probation, if I remember right, is coming up in a little over a year. I believe it's the beginning of 2025, January of 2025. She hasn't had any fines since July of 2020. And pretty much every amendment that we could make has been done for her. So hopefully she's just having trouble logging on today, but aside from a potential no-show, she's on the right track, doing very well.
Okay. Let's give her a couple minutes, see if she logs on. When would you want to see her back, Drew?
Oh, unless she had a desire to meet sooner, I wouldn't say until, again, November of next year.
Okay. Sharon, have you had any contact with her?
I just sent her an email, but with her no showing, would we want to still meet with her maybe next month with her not
that's true. If she doesn't reach out, yes, let's try and get her on for December.
Okay.
Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thomas, did you get the email I sent you? You're on mute.
I haven't. I'll look at it right
now. Okay, thank you.
Yep, no problem. All right, Louisa, I sent that out.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, no problem.
So board members, you should be getting an email. If you want, you can review that quick. Well, it looks like our next probationer is Daniel. I don't see him here yet.
All right, I'll just take us off record until we have Daniel show up.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.